Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Another beautiful morning in the Cape, and I hope it's a beautiful morning where we're going to be visiting in just a moment. It's one of the oldest established agricultural developments in southern Africa, in the countryside, a long way away from villages and towns. And the name says it all, Vergelegen, roughly translatable as situated far away from everything. Well, it certainly was 317 years ago, and today it's an icon of agriculture, tourism, culture, education, and research activity, and an example of what can be done to advance sustainability. And it's that aspect of natural science research that we turn to this morning, as we welcome Don Tooth, Chief Executive Officer of Vergelegen. Hi, Don. What's the weather like in Vergelegen?
Morning, John, and morning to your listeners there. The weather here is amazing at the moment, and everything coming up and looking very good at this stage. Thank you.
Yeah, what a wonderful estate. You are so lucky to be living there. To wake up every morning to that.
Well, it's certainly got its upsides, and they're far more than the downsides. The downsides are when a fire surrounds you and you end up packing up your wife, cat, and photographs into a car to get them off the property in a hurry.
Well, we're focusing on that very kind of thing. You are in the middle of so many different environmental imperatives there, fire being something that dominated the history for such a long time. But now there's the post-fire monitoring and all the things you have to do things after the fire. There's also your incredible alien vegetation clearing program. I think you're one of the biggest, if not the biggest, private alien clearing vegetation operation in the country.
I think that's correct, and equally exciting in terms of that we're in the process of declaring it as a private nature reserve, protected by the Minister and Cape Nature, and put into our title deeds in perpetuity to ensure that all the work we've done belongs to the people of this country forever and a day.
Right, heritage, that's the wonderful thing about it. You've also produced scientific papers, and people who have been working, doing field work at Vergelegen have produced 4 doctorates and 7 MSc degrees by last year. So the science goes on. You've got people coming and going and monitoring things and interest from the scientific community. So how do you keep all this under your supervision, so to speak, or how do you delegate it?
Well, I think one of the exciting things that we found, John, when we started doing all of the work here was that we needed to share it with the broader community.
Yeah.
And at the same time bring in people with a huge amount of expertise and knowledge onto the property that we could both learn from and share with. And as a result, we sort of contrived to develop what we called a sort of an outdoor center of learning excellence.
Mm-hmm.
And we contacted a number of tertiary educations and educational facilities, asked them if they had people available that would like to come out and study, look at what we've done, take part of the lessons we've learned out to the broader community, and add to the value that we're currently bringing to the estate itself. And that's been enormously successful over the time frame. As you said, whether it's working with areas like the Bontebok itself, whether it's watching the number of increase in reported bird species on the property, through to just the plant species in the wetlands. There's been an amazing recovery and an amazing learning experience for all of us.
Ah, yes, wetlands. So important to take care, to nurture those wetlands. And you've got the Lawrence River running through the property as well. So you've got riverine species, everything you can think of.
Quite right, and I think the big excitement post the fire, obviously, is a lot of the outside people are quite keen to see what plant species are likely to come up, and particularly in the first year post fire, I believe that there's likely to be some species encountered here that we're not likely to see again in many, many years to come.
Ah, good news.
So a lot of excitement and a lot of positivity around that.
Yeah, and those natural assets are so important and the basis of your interaction with the communities there. You talked about tertiary institutions, I think universities and technicons involved, and research organizations. So it's all happening all the time.
Well, it's key to keep it going. And as I said, I think the lessons learned are amazing. And even as we've seen the alien vegetation clearing project that we've had has resulted in a significant increase in the number of bird species on the property. And as a result, from a wine growing perspective, we've been able to cut back on our sprays and pesticides by something like about 80%.
Right.
Due to the increase of natural predators. So there's been great benefits coming back into a commercial entity as well.
Well, there's a good lesson for sustainability there, because you're moving towards a much-wished organic kind of agriculture. And I might mention that your alien clearing has also created 230 jobs alone. So it's also very, very important, very central to the economy of that part of the world, which is now, of course, a big town. It used to be out in the country, but it's now just on the fringes of Somerset West.
That's quite right, and I think over and above the job creation, what we've endeavoured to do is to make certain the teams of people that came on board actually gained skills that they would take out if they once they left and the project here was completed, that their work wouldn't necessarily come to an end, but they'd have a skill set they could employ elsewhere.
Right. And the scientists who do so much by monitoring and examining and writing up their papers, do you have a specific interest when you're not managing the estate, when you're not dealing with 1,001 inquiries, do you have the opportunity to get out there and just enjoy nature, Don?
Absolutely. I get out very often on a mountain bike and pedal around there. Other times I have to take my wife in the vehicle, and it's one of the benefits we have is meeting a couple of these scientists and students that come out there and just share some of their passion and enthusiasm and what they've found. That certainly colours one's day in a very positive way.
Yeah, well, everybody around here is green with envy. You are a very lucky guy living on Vergelegen. And it's not just about tourism and restaurants and good eating and enjoying yourself. It's so much more than that. Don Tooth, Chief Executive Officer of Vergelegen, thanks very much for joining us on Being Green this week.
Many thanks to you, John.
Don Tooth of Vergelegen, one of our cultural and natural icons. And if you haven't visited Vergelegen and enjoyed the products and the food and serene atmosphere and so much more, make a plan to get there soon. They have a website, of course, where all these aspects are presented. That's www.vergelegen.co.za. From me, John Richards, goodbye.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. We have one Earth. To save it, you don't need to be a superhero, but you do need to be in the know. Join John Richards on Fine Music Radio for Being Green. From shopping lists, recycling bins, to water and electricity usage, the choices you make will reduce your environmental footprint. Recycle your Superman suit and tune into FMR on Friday mornings at 7:35 a.m. Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX. Above the crowd. FMR 101.3.